PCJ Radio International presents the longest-running international show, The Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Pehong.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. It's very nice to have you with us for another edition of your program, Happy Station, from PCJ Radio International. Anyway, today, of course, is the 21st of October, 2018. And we do have another Happy Station anniversary special for our 90th anniversary coming up at the end of the month, and that will be for the 28th. It is the 28th of October. So we hope that you can stick around for that. Now, to begin today's program, we're kind of going to begin with a slight eulogy. A very well-known Dutch singer. In fact, in 2000... she was named Singer of the Century in the Netherlands because of the groundbreaking sales of a song called Brandenzand. And I'm speaking about Annika Grenlo. She was originally born in Tondano in the Dutch East Indies. Today, of course, is known as Indonesia. Her family moved to the Netherlands after the war, and Annika grew up in Eindhoven, and she started performing, of course, at a very young age with different bands, but it wasn't until 1959 that her career took off after she won a talent show. On October 31st, 1964, she married a Dutch DJ who worked at the radio station Radio Veronica, and began in a review. In the 1960s, she scored many hits, including Brandenzand, which in English means burning sand, and then later took part in the Eurovision Song Contest with Je Ben Mijn Leven, which means You Are My Life, which ended up, that joined the Belgian entry for 10th place. We recently found out that she passed away in France at age 76, just a few weeks ago, actually, on the 14th of September. Now, she had already stopped touring due to health reasons last year in August 2017. She will be laid to rest in France. Now, Annika did perform a number of times on the Happy Station Show, and we're going to listen to one of those performances right now. It was for one of the open house shows, one of the live programs recorded in Studio 11 in front of a live audience. And we're going to listen to two numbers. First, a well-known Indonesian song, and then a medley of songs that, well, certainly need no introduction. Here's our tribute to the late Annika Grenlo.
Mok inang selindang, mok inang di sulam benamas terbawang, melinggang mok inang berdendang, tarian asli memang menawan. Kalau tidak selendang Bali, selendang Pelangi bolehlah juga. Kalau tidak kenang sekali, kenang sedikit ada juga. Mak inang selindang, mak inang dipakai oleh gadis rupawan, berdendang mak 생각 menawan pula pandang jauh ke tengah di balik pulau angsa duba hancur badan di pandang tanah Budin yang baik dikenang juga makinang selina makinang di Makinan berlengan Kaya tarinya sangat menawan Pula pandang jauh ke tengah Di balik pulau angsa duba Anjur badan di pandam tanah Budin yang baik dikenang cuba Budin yang baik dikenang cuba Baik dikenang juga.
That was our little tribute to begin today's program to Anika Grenlo, who passed away on the 14th of September this year. And that was a performance of two songs that she did during a Happy Station open house show on the 30th of January, 1972. And we will make that full program available at our Patreon site. Now, as you're probably aware, we really haven't been doing much with it for the past few months because we've been trying to think of ideas of how to actually generate more traffic to it, and we actually have found a way, but we're not going to keep that. We're now going to keep that in the bag until it comes to the right moment. Let's see. There was something else, actually, that I wanted to mention. Oh, yes, I remember what it is. We're going to be making some program changes to PCJ Radio International at the end of November. Now, some of the program changes will be only affecting certain regions. What they are exactly, I will keep it under my hat at the moment. But don't worry, it's nothing too bad or anything like that. In fact, it's going to be even more exciting to some areas where our coverage maybe hasn't been always the best. So, stay tuned for that. You know, it's amazing that October is already here, and we're already just past the midway point through October. And we have had such a dramatic change in climate. It's been sort of bouncing around like a basketball on a basketball court. And today, on the recording of this program, which is actually being recorded on the 19th, in the morning hours, very early morning on the 19th, which is a Friday, I could just say it's very unusual. In many ways, I wish that this program would be television so we could actually point a camera outside our office and you could see for yourself what I mean by absolutely peculiar. Words cannot describe. Words really cannot describe. But it doesn't really matter, does it? And I don't want to get into too many details on that. Time for music again. And we're going to play more today because I promised last week as well. Ray Conniff and his Singers with Bridge Over Troubled Waters.
I'll dry them all.
Ray Conniff and his singers with Bridge Over Troubled Waters, of course, a song there made famous by Simon and Garfunkel. Now, something that we did on the program a couple of times over the last 12 months was bring you radio drama productions that were produced by Radio Nederland. One of the series programs that we did was bring you the first prize winner for the Golden Windmill Contest, a contest that Radio Netherlands had in 1970 of Dutch radio plays. And the first prize winner, second, and third prize all had radio plays made. But of course they did three others because they got honorable mentions. So we're going to bring to you an honorable mention. Yes, an honorable mention of a radio play produced by Radio Nederland. It's called So Many Surprises.
Only 3:14. Such a long afternoon. Now you tell me, why do some afternoons have to be so long?
It's because it's visitors' day and nobody's come. That's why it is. There ought to be a law. On visitors' days, there's visitors.
I'm sure Ruthie would have come if John hadn't gotten sick. Ruthie's that faithful. Hardly ever misses coming visitors' days. Ever more than once or twice a month.
Well, that's half of them. She's missed the last two Wednesdays, so she ought to come for sure today.
I told you, her husband is sick.
I thought I heard you tell Mrs. Simpson he was better just before she left this noon.
It seems to me people with no kin of their own have too much time to think about other folks' affairs. I wonder when Mrs. Guthrie's coming out. Seems like she's been sleeping a long time.
Oh, she's not sleeping. She's sulking.
What's she got to sulk about? She's got some new potholders to work on. Maybe that's what she's doing in her room. Doesn't want to come out here and disturb us with our company.
What company?
She knows it's Wednesday just as well as you and I do. There, I knew it. There's Ruthie's car now. I know the sound of that car any time. Ruthie's here and we'll go for a ride. Just Ruthie and me. I just wish I'd gone ahead and had my hair done. If I did have a cold last week. Wish I had. Ruthie always looks so fine.
Well, you can just sit down again. It's not your Ruthie, Mrs. Kimball. It's the cleaning truck for next door. Somebody from the Tip Top Cleaning Company is taking a blue dress into Mrs. Bolton.
Oh. Tip Top Cleaning Truck? Are you sure? Maybe there are two cars out there. Maybe Ruthie pulled her car around in the back. One time she did that. I was looking out the window for her, and she came in the back way and surprised me.
Oh, it's late. She's not coming anymore today. It was only the tip-top cleaning truck, like I told you.
Oh, you're awake.
I thought I heard a car in front.
Well, it was just the tip-top cleaning truck, Mrs. Guthrie. That's all it was. But it's high time you got up anyway. You won't sleep again tonight.
I always sleep at night. Never a night I can't sleep.
Well, maybe if Mrs. Simpson gives you a sleeping pill...
I can count on one hand all the sleeping pills I've taken in my life. Mrs. Simpson brought me hot milk.
I thought maybe you couldn't sleep last night because of your nephew not writing for so long. Mrs. Simpson could have put a sleeping pill in that hot milk. You settled right down.
Thinking's cheap. Go right ahead and think.
I was sure it was Ruthie coming when the car door slammed. But it was only the tip-top cleaners taking a blue dress into Mrs. Bolton's.
A blue dress? Oh, that's the one she had cleaned last week, isn't it? Maybe she spilled something on it.
I'll ask her when I see her. I'll tell her you want to know.
think I'll just go back to my room again.
For goodness sake, can't you take a joke? It seems like nobody can take a joke anymore. Myron, my husband Myron, was a great one for a joke, always doing something funny. Myron, I'd say, you ought to settle down and act your age. But he never would. He never paid any attention to his age, never did spare himself any, just worked like he was a young man till the day he died.
I have been thinking of something I want to do. I'm going to have Mrs. Simpson buy me some yarn, and I'm going to make a little coat for Mrs. Bolton's little dog to wear out this winter.
You might like dogs, but I like cats. When Ruthie was born, I had a kitten. My, but it was a pretty little kitten, all white, with the bluest eyes. But I'd heard never, never to have kittens or cats around babies. The hair gets in the baby's stomachs, or the cats lie on them at night and smother them. So he gave little Boots to the neighbors, and wouldn't you know, she got killed the next day. I did feel bad, but then, of course, I had Ruthie.
We had a dog one time. Pepper, we called him, and do you know, every time somebody said pass the pepper, he'd sneeze. He really did. Isn't that funny? Would you believe it?
Yes, I guess that's funny enough. I was never one for dogs myself. Once I had a little bird, and that was nice.
I never knew you had a bird.
I almost forgot it myself. He was yellow.
Oh, what was his name?
I can't remember. Maybe it'll come to me.
Oh, it doesn't make any difference.
No, it doesn't. Still, it would be nice to know. I'll try to think of it. I'm going to make the sweater for Mrs. Bolton's little dog out of red, and that would be pretty, wouldn't it, with its black hair. Won't that little doggy be proud and dance?
Was that a car door? Go look, will you, Miss Martin?
Oh, go look yourself. Your legs will never get any stronger if you give in to them this way.
Well, you're a lot closer to the window. If you always want to take the chair closest, I'd think you wouldn't mind being a little accommodating. But if that's the way you feel, I'll look myself.
Oh, I can look. It's only I get tired every time a car door bangs a block away.
Sit still. I'll get her. It's a cold, windy day out. Terrible. I hope Ruthie doesn't come. It's a bad day to be out on such a long drive.
I wouldn't think you have to worry. She's not coming.
I think the mailman's coming down the street.
Let me look. Oh, yes, he's coming. Mr. Samuel Porter is back on the job. I can tell by his walk.
After only 2 weeks. Nobody shows proper respect anymore.
Well, still and all, Mrs. Porter was sick a long time. It would have been a trial for any man.
Trial or not, there's such a thing as how things look.
How's he walking?
Walking? How do you mean walking?
Oh, you know, slow and sorry or spring-like, you know.
Well, I'd say the way it seems to me, sort of in between.
I always said to Myron, if I was to go first, I'd want him to wait a decent time. Of course, he said that was foolishness. How could anybody ever married to me ever look at another woman? Still and all, I know women, and there are always some as will take advantage of a man in his grief.
He's sure is taking his time. He's only in front of the Thompson house now.
Folks have said he was good to her in her last illness, but, oh, man, how does anybody really know?
Oh, he's coming a little faster now. Must have finally figured out folks is waiting for their mail.
Somebody just ought to tell him there's no sense being so slow. And someday I just might.
Well, you'll have your chance now. He's almost here. Hurry up, and I'll open the door and give you your big opportunity. He's turning up the walk now.
Miss Martin, I don't want any hard feelings. That doesn't look like he's got much mail today. Miss Martin.
Good morning.
My, but it's a windy day, isn't it?
Yes, pretty windy.
Don't you want to come in and get out of it a bit?
Well, I got a lot of mail to deliver today.
Well, we ladies will make you some tea or anything you say.
Well, that's awful kind of you, but I got all this mail to deliver yet.
Oh, well, then some other time, maybe?
Yeah, some other time.
Is that all for us today? Just one sale, Bill?
I think so.
Well, thanks. At least it's something. Sure, you can't come in because it's Visitor's Day. And we ought to have one visitor anyway.
Close the door. Oh, all that cold air, good land to live in.
I expect I'll have a letter from Ruthie.
Oh, didn't you hear me say? There's just one sale, Bill. Lamson's Furniture.
Oh. Just one sales bill. Maybe he didn't leave all our mail because you were talking to him. Hurry before he's gone. Ask him to look again. Tell him to look for a blue envelope. Ruthie has blue envelopes.
Well, you said she wouldn't write because you knew she'd be coming.
Well, lots of times people make mistakes. Ask him to look just once more. Please.
Oh, Mr. Porter. Mr. Porter.
Oh, there she goes. Oh, way outside. She'll be sick tomorrow, all right, you just see.
One time, one of Ruthie's little friends gave a birthday party. Everybody in the class got an invitation, except my Ruthie. Ruthie felt that bad, but she wouldn't let on. The day of the party, she didn't want to go to school. Said she was sick, but I knew all right what it was. Well, do you know what happened?
No.
The afternoon of the party, the girl's mother came with the invitation. She found it with the party decorations, and it hadn't been mailed, so...
Martin, oughtn't to hang on to Mr. Porter so long. No wonder he's so late getting around if he lets people like Miss Martin detain him.
Oh, my, but I've had an interesting talk. Turns out we both have relatives by the same name in Sunup County.
But where's my letter?
Miss Martin, you'd better just sit down. Get away from that window. There's cold air leaking, and I can feel it from here.
Oh, my!
What in the world?
Are you seeing ghosts or something? Every time I get settled, you have to gasp about something.
Oh, but you ought to come. Just come and see. It's Mrs. Simpson and Mr. Porter.
Oh.
They're standing out there right in that terrible wind, having a conversation. He's laughing.
Oh, let
can
me look.
He's laughing, laughing.
Oh, my goodness. You're right. Why, they're laughing like fools. You know what I think? She's trying to attract him. She wants to be the next Mrs. Porter. Oh, she had it all timed. She came back just when she knew he'd be delivering all our mail. Oh, she's smart. She's a slick one.
She's hard. She is down underneath. She's hard as a rock.
Yeah, he's giving her something.
Goodness, yes. Isn't that... A bid? A proposal of marriage?
A love letter?
Hurry, get back to your police. She's coming in.
Oh, my, he's waving goodbye to her.
Well, good afternoon, ladies. Are you having a pleasant afternoon?
There's been no visitors.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What's a visitor's day without visitors, I ask you?
I expect Ruthie to come any minute now. She has her own car, you know. Comes and goes as she pleases. Her car is air-conditioned and everything.
Who'd want an air-conditioned car in October?
There are some mighty warm days in October. If it's in your car, when you want it, you got it. Isn't that so?
That's so.
Does anyone know? Has the mailman come yet?
I'll be glad when Mr. Porter is back on the job. I expect he's still home brooding over his wife. It'd be terrible hard carrying messages of joy to people when your heart is broken.
Oh, hearts don't break all that easy.
I think a man's heart is easier broken than a woman's. I don't think my husband would ever have stood it if I'd been taken first. He'd have just grieved himself to death. I know it for a fact.
Maybe it's Mr. Porter's first day back on the job, and the mail is slowed down because he's brooding, you know.
I dare say the mail will be along any time now. I'm just going to the kitchen to see how the girls are getting along with supper.
Wait, did you hear that? I call that cheap.
All the mean things. Now, why couldn't she have said she just saw him casual? Like, she wouldn't have had to say they even talked to each other. It just proves there's something going on between them.
Oh, my. Do you suppose he'll come live in the nursing home with her here?
Well, it wouldn't surprise me one bit. My, it just goes to show. But
show what?
Oh, dear, I forget. I was so worked up.
Oh, well, I wouldn't doubt one bit he'll come right here to live. Why would he want to keep up a home of his own with his wife gone and all?
I'll never get over the way she acted like the mail hadn't come yet. I'll never get over that. Not if I live to be 100.
Shh. She's coming back. I can see her coming.
Don't let her know we were even thinking about her. Start talking about something. Think of something, Miss Martin. You can always think of something.
Oh, dear, I can't think of a thing.
And then I said to him, if you're going to have those ugly old raspberry bushes in your yard, don't you?
Oh, haven't you ladies run down yet? No, I don't think you need visitors. You're all very good company for each other. Now, here's your medicine, Mrs. Gunthrie.
Medicine? I'm not scheduled for medicine. There must be some mistake, Mrs. Simpson. You better just have a look again.
Well, now, don't you remember? The doctor ordered it the last time he was here.
Oh, no one can ever say I'm forgetful. I never forget a thing. And I was never one to take medicine.
Now, here you are. One big swallow, and it'll be all down.
Oh, Mrs. Simpson is right, Mrs. Gunthrie. You are supposed to take it. I heard the doctor say so myself. Oh, I tried so hard not to hear what he was saying to you, but can I help it if the walls are so thin?
I don't pay any attention to her, Mrs. Simpson. She wants to be baby.
I heard that. Oh, I heard that. Oh, give it to me.
Yeah.
That's the end of that.
And it didn't hurt a bit, did it?
I played a trick. I knew if I said you just wanted to be babied, you'd take it. There's all kinds of ways to do things. Some take one way and some another. Oh, there's Ruthie. Tell her I'll be right there, Mrs. Simpson. My, but I'll be glad to hear her voice again.
Hello, Cozy Nursing Home. Who? No, I'm sorry. You must want the Happy Manor. I'd try there.
Wait, don't hang up. Maybe that's Ruthie's way of surprising me. Uh-huh. Wait, Mrs. Simpson, don't hang up.
Now then, Ruthie will call sometime. Don't you worry. Or you could call her. I'll call her for you tonight.
I certainly won't call her. I might call her at the wrong time. She might be dressing to go out. Or be in the bathroom. She might think I had gotten sick. No, I wouldn't call. She wouldn't like it.
I tell you what, it's almost supper time, and there's going to be a surprise for supper.
I love surprises. Oh, I do love surprises. It is for supper. It's something to eat.
Right.
I bet it's rice pudding.
You're close.
Did you hear that, ladies? I'm close. Isn't that something? Wait, let me have another chance. I bet it's chocolate pudding.
Well, I can't digest chocolate pudding.
It's something you can all eat.
But do we all like it?
Yes, it's something you like, every one of you.
Then I'll have something to tell Ruthie about. Except if it's something she likes, then I'll feel that mean not sharing it with
her. I guess it doesn't bother her any if she can't share her treats with you.
Maybe she doesn't have any treats.
Of course she has treats. Her life is one big treat. Ruthie has always had everything she wants.
Now, ladies, just be easy. No need to be quarrelsome.
Well, seems you're in a fine mood, Mrs. Simpson. What's happened to you that's so wonderful?
That would be telling.
Oh, well, somebody ought to tell us something. Here we are, day after day. Just us.
Oh, I'd say you're all pretty lucky. It isn't just everybody has somebody to pay enough money to keep you here. You just ought to look around at some of those other places people go when they don't keep their own homes.
I don't like to have my nose rubbed in it, is all. Oh, well, come on, you might as well tell us. Something's up. You've got something going.
Oh, I don't tell everything I know.
No, and I don't either. But I've been thinking.
Oh, that's nice.
I've been thinking, too.
My, there's a lot of thinking going on.
I've been thinking that Wednesday's almost over. How many Wednesdays has it been since anybody came to see us?
September 19 was a Wednesday, and Ruthie came.
And today's October 20th, so there now. Now, what was I thinking? Oh, if we change Visitor's Day to Thursday, it might be more folks would come. Oh, wouldn't that be nice?
I wonder what Ruthie would say to that. My, but I'm going to have a lot to write to her tonight.
Oh, this day is just turning out to be just full of surprises. Isn't it exciting?
You just might die of surprises.
I remember when I was a little girl, just maybe 10 or 11, we lived on a farm. My, but the barnyard was bare, always picked clean and dusty. Well, one day it was a Sunday, and we were to have company. The preacher was coming, and his wife and his little girl. Her name was Tina, and she was just my age. I'd only seen her just once before because she'd been sick and I lived back east with an aunt. When I saw her, she had on a white dress and a blue satin sash. My, it was just beautiful. Anyway, that morning, I went out to get eggs across the barnyard that was so bare. It was a beautiful morning. Hot, though. My, it was hot. Already things were sticking to me. I had an undershirt on, would have been good for winter. My dress had lilacs on with green stems. In church, I'd trace my finger from one stem to the other and pretend I would fry in hell if the preacher caught me when I was on the white.
Why, Miss Martin, that's the very most I heard you ever say.
And I had on my dress with the lilac flowers. And I wondered just how that blue sash of Tina's would look on it. And that maybe she'd let me try it on. And then, when I was coming back across the barnyard that hot day, I had 6 eggs. The red rooster just took after me, and I fell down. I fell down on the eggs.
Oh, think of that.
And I cried, and my mother came and said, "Stop crying and get up. You'll get over it." Only somehow, sometimes I think I never did.
I'm going to tell that to Ruthie.
Don't you dare! That is mine, all mine. Oh, I wish I hadn't told you.
I've got a secret and I won't tell. Not unless you treat me well.
A secret?
When Mrs. Kimball had to act so smart and tell Mrs. Simpson I wanted to be baby. Do you know what I did?
No.
No, and you don't know and you don't deserve to know, but I'll tell you anyway. I got that letter that Mr. Porter gave Mrs. Simpson right out of her pocket.
Oh, my.
Look at it. I'll bet it's a proposal of marriage. Some folks say that you can tell what's in a letter just by feel. Oh, yeah. Let me feel it a little bit here. No, it doesn't feel exactly like a proposal. I think he's asking her to go to the movies.
The movies? Oh, yeah. I do wonder what's playing.
Hurry, read before Mrs. Simpson comes back.
You hurry. I can help.
Dear Madam, this is to inform you that your recent order of merchandise is out of stock. Please reorder in 30 days.
So Many Surprises, a play by Giorgio Dia, produced by Radio Nederland, the Dutch World Broadcasting System in Hilversum, Holland. And that was one of the radio plays that was produced for the Golden Windmill Contest that got an honorable mention. Actually, I think that's pretty good, getting an honorable mention. At least you get something out of it, you know, better than nothing. What's actually interesting, you know, you think about how radio dramas were produced by certain radio stations probably well until the 1990s. Many public broadcasters all had drama units. Of course, things are very different today with tightened budgets, which is actually a bit of a shame because I do enjoy radio dramas, actually. Some of them are quite fine and really enjoyable to listen to. Now, if you enjoyed that program, from that radio drama from Radio Nederland. And there's another, if you'd like to hear another one, actually do let us know. Our email address is pcjmedia@gmail.com. That's pcjmedia@gmail.com. I think we should have more music. Louis Prima with Closer to the Bone.
Close to the bone, sweeter is the meat. Last slice of Virginia ham is the best that you can eat. Don't talk about my baby, she's slender but she's sweet. Close to the bone and sweeter is the meat. Now she'd make a good thermometer if she drank a glass of wine. She's built just like a garter snake, she climbs up like a vine. My friends tell me I'm a fool to love a gal like that. Here's the reason I like 'em slim instead of big and fat. 'Cause closest to the bone, sweeter is the meat. The last slice of Virginia ham is the best that you can eat. Now don't talk about my baby, she's slender but she's sweet. Closest to the bone and sweeter is the meat. Let's go! First-class fountain pen if she only knew how to write. Her figure's like a piece of string. She rolls up every night. Everybody thinks that I'm a nut to love this lovely worm. Boy, there's one reason I like them slim instead of round and firm. 'Cause closest to the bone, sweeter is the meat. Last slice of Virginia ham is the best that you can eat. Now don't you talk about my baby, she's slender but she's sweet. Closest to the bone, sweet. I got another one now. Listen here. She'd make a fine piccolo if she only stayed on key. Boy, she's shaped like a rubber band and she loves to snap at me. Everybody thinks I'm insane to overlook her faults, but here's the reason I like them skinny instead of full of schmaltz. 'Cause closest to the bone, sweeter is the meat. Last slice of Virginia ham is the best that you can eat. Don't talk about my baby, she's slender but she's sweet.
Yes, the legendary Louis Prima and Closer to the Bone, or Closest to the Bone, as he sings the song. The album, of course, has a Closer to the Bone. But anyway, both are the same, I suspect. Anyway, that's it. That's all we have time for on this week's edition of Happy Station from PCJ Radio International. If you wish to contact us, our email address is pcjmedia@gmail.com. pcjmedia@gmail.com. We're going to end with Bing Crosby with Now That's Jazz, also featuring Louis Armstrong. So until next time, so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.
Dear gentlefolk of Newport, or maybe I should say hats and caps, I want you to lend an ear because, I want you to hear some really shimmering sharps. For these cozy virtuosi, just about the greatest in the trade, are fixing to show you now precisely how, or approximately, jazz music is made. Well, you take some skins, jazz begins, and you take a bass. Man, now we're getting someplace. Take a box, one that rocks. Take a blue horn, New Orleans.
his bar. Ah, you take a stick with a lick, take a bone. Oh, hold the phone. Take a spot, cool and hot. Now you have jazz, 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 jazz. A little don't sound. Oh, that's positively therapeutic. Now you have jazz, 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 Messrs. Hall and Young. That's Ed Hall. And Trumia. Now you has Messrs. Kyle and Shaw. That's Billy Kyle. Arvel Shaw. Now you has Mr. Barrett Deems. Listen to, well, you know who. Hey, Pops, you want to grab a little of what's left here?
Yeah, Daddy, yeah.
Here we go. If you sail,
I sailing
over the sea,
or when you wait for me,
take my tip, they're all moldo hip in Italy.
Well, Averaduce, as for France,
oh, I know you're very big there.
Yes, believe it or not,
I do believe, I do indeed.
The Frenchmen's all prefer what they call leches high.
Follow me down, take a plane,
oh, Averaduce,
go to Siam.
Baba.
In Bangkok today, round the clock, oh, well, they all like to jam. Indians on the Amazon. Beat one bar and all of them are.
Oh, well, gone, man, gone.
From the equator up to the pole. Everybody winging, everybody singing that rock, 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 rock and roll. From the east to the west. From the coast to the coast, jazz is king, jazz is the thing the folks dig. Oh.